Patricia Cornwell joins us by phone tonight. Formerly, she was the Director of Applied Forensic Science at the National Forensic Academy, and among other things, is a member of the Harvard-affiliated McLean Hospitals National Council, where she is an advocate for psychiatric research. She sold her first novel, Postmortem, while working at the office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Richmond, Virginia. It went on to win the Edgar, the Creasy, the Anthony, and the McCavity Awards, as well as the French Prix du Roman d'Aventure Prize, the first book ever to claim all these distinctions in a single year. Fortunately for us, she hasn't stopped writing ever since, often about Dr. Kay Scarpetta, a medical examiner and forensic consultant. We're going to talk about Patricia Cornwell's 22nd Kay Scarpetta novel tonight. It is titled Flesh and Blood. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Great. Thank you.
So Flesh and Blood begins with a quote from Rabelais that reads in part, "Science without conscience is but the ruin of the soul." And that's quickly followed by a chilling poem that is sent to Kay Scarpetta on Mother's Day. She's celebrating her birthday, discovers something curious, perhaps sinister, on her garden wall. So could you connect the poem and what's on the garden wall for us, please?
When Scarpetta goes out to her backyard having a lovely brunch on her way to have vacation, which of course isn't going to happen, and she finds these 7 shiny pennies, each one with the date 1981, lined up on her wall, she doesn't think a whole lot about it until she gets a phone call and there's been a homicide just several minutes from her house. And off she goes. And what the first thing she discovers is the gunshot wound that killed this poor man when he was getting his car doesn't make any sense to her. A trajectory that is humanly impossible for the scenario and for the location. And so she has to begin doing shooting reconstructions and all kinds of technical research to figure out how this crime could have occurred. And in terms of the quote, the Rabelais quote, some of the latest, greatest technology in firearms in this book. And one of the questions I always have to ask with technology is, are we using it for good or bad? Because if we use it for bad, it's a really terrible thing.
And she's up against almost unseen, in this case, sniper in this book, Flesh and Blood. One of the things I'm interested in learning from you is I know that you do a lot of hands-on research, including learning to fly a helicopter, apparently, at one time. And ballistics, if I have the term correctly, play a big part in this novel.
Well, they do. Forensic firearms examination, shooting reconstructions, ballistics, it's all very intricate science. A lot of people don't know that, and I wanted to show my audience exactly what goes into this, because basically a piece of metal flying through the air is the same thing as a helicopter or a plane flying through the air in terms of adhering to the same rules of science, such as gravity, barometric pressure, temperature. All these things affect the flight path and what this projectile or aircraft are going to do. And that's exactly the sort of approach Scarpetta has to trying to figure out how these gunshots are happening, because there's more than one, it's going to turn out, more than one victim. Who's doing it? Why? Where are they shooting from? What kind of distance? In order to answer the most important question of what bad person is doing this, she has to really do a scientific dissection of the cases themselves. And that's what she's dealing with in this book. And what's really harrowing is it becomes apparent that who's ever doing this has a very big personal understanding of Scarpetta and her inner circle. And in fact, she has to worry it might be someone she knows.
We meet a number of characters that we already know in this book. So tell us about the title, Flesh and Blood.
Well, Flesh and Blood has multiple meanings. First of all, there's this sniper is clearly a threat to her flesh and blood. And the second thing is she begins to worry, could it be her own flesh and blood who's involved in this? And the shadow question begins to fall over her computer genius niece, Lucy. And we have to begin to worry, is she somehow involved in what's going on in this? And you're certainly going to find out as the book progresses exactly what the answer to that is.
Yes. I do want to tell you that one of the delightful fringe benefits of reading your novels is that Kay Scarpetta is a good cook, a great cook. I went Googling this time to find out what tortas fritas was, and I'm wondering, are you a great cook in your own life, or is this part of your research?
No, I do like to cook. I have a couple cookbooks published, and one of Scarpetta's claims to fame is, in fact, that she is something else in the kitchen. She's pretty good with knives, but fortunately now and then she uses them for something tasty. So she's an excellent cook, and my fans have made it very clear to me over the years that they'll be most angry with me if I don't have at least one cooking scene in every book. So there's always food in a Scarpetta book. In this one, we see that she's made this fantastic panzanella salad in her secret Bloody Mary mix, and she and her husband, FBI agent Benton Wesley, are about to have just such a lovely morning on her birthday on this beautiful June day. Well, of course, we know that's not going to happen. Something bad will occur that's going to send her out on the trail of somebody terrible.
Well, I want to thank you for visiting with us tonight. Certainly thank you for another great read and for some mouthwatering recipes to search out.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Patricia Cornwell about her most recent Case Scarpetta novel, which is titled Flesh and Blood, and you will find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Ron Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray. She ain't real. She ain't.